This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Come on, I know you're out there. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spent with us. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots and lots and lots you can get involved with. Seriously, no joke. There's a lot happening. Stories that have been posted up there. You can tell our writers what you think of them or not think of them or whether you like them. I don't think they care whether you like them or not, but whatever. But I do always appreciate the time you spend on there and letting me know about what's going on there. You know, I should get all this settled right before we go on the air, right? Getting settled in my chair. I know, but I get so comfortable. I don't want to move, you know? Anyway. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us. All right, let's get on it because there's so much that happened today. And there's so much appreciate, you know, you guys sending me stories. That's great. Sometimes we get so much, you know, towards the end of the day, we get hit with so many stories. I want to hit some of the more prevalent ones. Like, you know, SCOTUS. You know, I noticed today, again, SCOTUS with the 5-4 ruling on whether or not the travel ban was legal. The thing I love about it the most, though, or the thing I find the most interesting, if you would, is the fact that they came down, or the five came down, on the side of the fact that the president has the right to do this. It's within his power. Now, the other four didn't say that he didn't have the power. I want you to think about this. This is scary. The other four didn't say he doesn't have the power. What the other four said was because of his comments that he made while running for office, this appears or can appear to be a racist ban. When you think about it, you know, two of the bigger countries on there aren't even majority Muslim, right? North Korea was on there. Last I checked, that wasn't majority Muslim at all. And then Venezuela, also, last I checked, not majority Muslim, is it? Just saying. So, the Supreme Court gave Trump a win, but notice that the ruling was right down partisan line. So the Supreme Court now, well, not now, it's been for a long time, they're partisan. For all intents and purposes, it's a partisan group of nine, which is why some people were saying today we need to get more Democrats on Supreme Court, but why? Rules are rules. Laws are laws. And it's not up to the judges can't change the laws. The president either has the power, he doesn't. If you don't like it, then you get a Congress in there that'll change it. You don't decide to blow it off with nine people that were not hired by the American, with the citizens. Not the way to do it. It's scary. The more I think about it, it's scary, because what happened today, Sotomayor and her writing basically said, you know, Trump talked about this on the campaign. He had negative feelings towards Muslims, and therefore we can't allow him to do this. So now, before he does anything wrong, before he actually commits a crime, as far as Justice Sotomayor is concerned, you are guilty until proven innocent. If you smell like it or she thinks you are, you make a move like you're guilty. Not cool. Really, I mean, think about this. You know, the tide may change at some point in time. And then what happens? Come on, let that sink in a little bit. I really believe so. I really believe it's at a point now, when it comes to rulings like this, you are guilty until proven innocent. Later on, we're going to have Angela Bennett on, and she is, I would say, the president, executive director of what's called a crisis pregnancy center. They're pregnancy centers to help out young people who, you know, find themselves pregnant. And their first push is not abortion. They're a faith-based organization. They don't force their faith down your throat. But in California, there was a law that was passed that basically said that these places had to, within the first few minutes, they had to tell the young couple where they can get abortion services. Now, that goes 180 degrees against what the care, what these crisis pregnancy centers stood for or stand for. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that in the next hour. And I don't know if you know this. Laura Ingraham Wilder, she is on the way out. That's right. Her books, you know, they're pushing to get rid of them in the school. I'm just crazy. More and more craziness as the moments go on. Hey, listen up, you heroin addicts. There's actually a city that they're pushing, that they want to give away, it's the lovely city of Seattle, that they want to give away free drugs to you so you don't have to go finding dirty drugs. They want to make sure you have the highest quality so that you get the best high. Seattle, need I say more? And then in Los Angeles, or in L.A. County, they're starting to find out the true effects of the, you know, recreational marijuana, the state as a whole. Now, if you're surprised by this, you really need to have an IQ test. No kidding. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
So this is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I don't care if it's on the air, it's in the chat room, it's texting, it's tweeting, it's sending me messages. Again, we have a chat room at the Real Side, and then we have another one, I guess it's a... what do you call it? Live feed on Facebook. There's always something going on. There's always something you can get involved with. There's always someone you can get involved with. If you don't like what I have to say, seriously, I don't know how you couldn't. I don't know how you couldn't. Don't you love it? Anyway, the I kind of alluded to it before. I mean, you talk about them constantly, the left constantly chipping away at the basics of what go on with us. At the basic of what goes on, basics of what go on, you know, in colleges, in high schools, in basic education. Makes me crazy. And now they're picking on, Laura Ingalls. What's this? Laura Ingalls Wilder. Okay. But before I hit that, I don't know if you guys saw this. The new poll shows how Americans really feel, thank God I'm not a news person, about the news. Gallup poll shows that Americans believe 62% of the news outlets, put your rocks down, print, television, and radio, are biased. People believe a majority of the news is accurate, but they still believe about 44% is inaccurate. Now, the survey asked 1,400 Gallup panel members to delve into exactly how problematic information coming from traditional news outlets are. 39% of the news is comprised of misinformation, meaning it's presented as true, but is either false or misleading. That's according to those who were surveyed. And 65% of the news on social media is seen as misinformation. So if you find it online, it ain't true. Apparently, if it comes over the airwaves, it must be true. So, hey, what can I tell you? The new poll found that the Republicans believe 15 of the 17 major news outlets are biased and that most news organizations are also inaccurate. And would you be surprised to learn that the Democrats believe all but two major news organizations are accurate and most news outlets are biased but not inaccurate? Which is really cool because, you know, if we can get some misinformation out on those other stations, they would buy it, believe it, and we could have a field day with them, couldn't we? You know what I mean? So, again, in another fight, because you know how white people is, right? Really bad, white person, just whatever. Laura Ingalls Wilder's name is being nixed from major children's book awards over the stereotypical attitudes in Little House on the Prairie novels. You know, because they were so terrible towards women. Now, they're going to remove her name, and part of this, when you hear some of the little audio clips, is because of how women were perceived and portrayed back in those days. Now, apparently they've never read the books. Apparently they've never watched the shows. You know, what is it? History is history. If women were mistreated anyway back then, we should see it. We should know about it. We should know how it happened and how we got out of it and how we stopped doing it. What are they afraid of? But I beg to differ. I think if you showed more women, young ladies, young girls, what women were like in the Old West, what they had to do, how they worked alongside their husbands, building those houses, right? Raising a family, building the farm, whatever they were doing. Do you think those women were sitting in the living room because their husband told them they were too stupid to know any better? I'm sure not. You think of what those women had to do to survive in those days. Anyway, the Little House on the Prairie author portrayed minorities in her novels. The Children's Division of the American Liberty Association voted Saturday to remove her name from a major award. Now, it's not how, think about something. She didn't portray minorities in any way other than the real way as to how they were treated. How people felt about them in those days. Again, I ask, what is so bad about that? How do you fix it? How do you make sure that we know where we came from, what we believe, what was going on? The decision was made in consideration of the fact that Wilder's legacy, as represented by her body of work, includes expressions of stereotypical attitudes inconsistent with the ALSC's core values, which are inclusiveness, integrity, respect, responsiveness. But you know what? Back in the day, so what do you think? You're going to ban every book that doesn't have today's values in it? You'd have to burn down 80% of the Library of Congress. Think about the works that have been put up there. But because you find them distasteful and ugly and they don't portray people the way you want them to, you're going to get rid of them? I don't know. You want to talk about the real Hitler? You want to talk about who the real Nazis are? You're going to ban? If it was legal, you probably still can't burn books in California because you can't pollute the air, not because you can't burn a book. But seriously, you're going to ban a book because you don't like what's in it. I love it. I think that's wonderful. Who's the real fascist here? Who's the real communist? Come on, this is like hilarious. By the way, the ALSC is the Association of Library Services to Children. These people are deciding what your kids are going to read. And you better be very thankful to the Lord above that this is radio. Because I had some pictures I could show you that they're showing your kids in elementary school that would make your skin crawl. According to the organization's website, the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award honors an author of illustrator whose books published in the United States have made, over a period of years, a substantial and lasting contribution to literature for children. It will now be called the Children's Literature Legacy Award. Because they can't handle the truth. Right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. They don't want to talk about the truth. They don't want to talk about the way people really, truly were handled, were talked about, were dealt with. She was born in 1867. Little House on the Prairie, which was her first book, came out in 1932, right? And then she, I guess, seven more novels that pioneered the life of the West through the eyes of a woman, in essence. What? Why is that? What would be so bad about that? Even if they talk about and show how African Americans were treated. I don't get it. Let's hide it, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Supreme Court upholds the president's controversial travel ban on people from mostly Muslim countries. 5-4. The president calls the ruling a tremendous victory for the country and the Constitution.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong.
The court affirms the president does have the ability to ban immigrants from entire countries if he deems it necessary. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
This decision is critical to ensuring the continued authority of President Trump and all future presidents to protect the American people.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This ruling did not make us any safer, and I believe that the court was wrong. It's un-American to do what has been done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And I hope just having fun with us. Me. Usins. And again, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, so you know, we would how things change. I mean, it's almost like the left is working overtime, triple time, quadruple time to bury history. And not just the stuff they're ashamed of. You know, not just like the KKK thing and their vote against women's rights and their vote against freeing the slaves. And not that just that stuff. They're against all of this. I mean, seriously, what are they afraid of? That would be my first. What are you afraid of? You know, and taking wild and changing the name of now if they just said, look, the woman's had this thing named after her for 50 years, and we want to be a little bit more inclusive, so we're going to give it a more generic name. We're going to call it the Children's Literature Legacy Award. Okay, I guess you really can't have a big argument with that. I get it, but if you're changing it. Because of the way that Wilder spoke about African Americans at the time in her books, the way she depicted them the way they were treated. I still, again, would love for somebody to call me and tell me why this is bad. Right? What's the issue here? Don't you want to know your history for real? And not be spoon-fed it by a professor who's so far left you may never get the truth? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But this is, you're seeing this happen more and more over and over, day to day. Right? California thought it, they constantly sell things. Like when they sold us the bullet train out here. Now, I know some of you don't get this, but really, in California, it's pretty much what, two-thirds of the East Coast, I mean, as far as coastline goes. So they sold us this thing called a bullet train, and they were going to do it for, I don't know what it was at the time. I'm just throwing out numbers, $9 billion, ridiculously low amount of money. And it was going to allow us to go from Los Angeles to Sacramento in no time whatsoever, very cheap tickets. It was going to be a public and private partnership, and you know what's happened? Absolutely none of that. They've actually moved it to the point where it's still faster, cheaper to hop on a plane and fly to Sacramento. You can get there and back in fast, and you can get to the very first stop of the bullet train to actually get on the bullet train. And that's and the price is just skyrocketing. Some of you are familiar with the big dig in Boston. Yeah, the big it was a big taxpayer dig, is what it was. I think that they started at $4 million, it ended up finishing at $4 billion. I don't know, crazy, crazy, crazy number. So the California originally had told us by legalizing marijuana that it would bring in over $170 million a year in revenue. Tax revenue, that is. Now, you get all excited because think about what that would do for us. Even though we're like $121 billion in debt, I mean, this is like lunch money, right? Well, looks like we're going to end up at about $34 million. Is it, the loons in Sacramento are so good with numbers, aren't they? Now, there's no noticeable lowering of the use of marijuana, right? So that didn't fix. The legalization created a marketing effort so the illegal drug dealers can now grow their business. Think about it. There's no regulation in underground. What makes them think it was going to go away? And look at all the extra stuff they put on the sheriffs and police departments to figure out whether it's a legal or an illegal operation. The figures were released earlier in the week by the State Legislative Analyst Office. And it shows that California raked in about $34 million in cannabis tax between January and March. And it's far, far, far below the $175 million they had anticipated. So now they're going to tax us again. You watch. You're going to tax us again? What?
They'll make it up in water fines.
Yeah, no kidding, right? But the governor's office doesn't agree with, of course they don't, because it makes them look like fools. Right? So they're going to release their own numbers here shortly. See how they pad those up. The sub-lawmakers are now warning that the dismal numbers could jeopardize a legislative effort to lower the state's marijuana taxes. Right? So you just keep... Look, just think about this. They made it legal for several reasons, because they wanted to bring in tax revenue, right? They figured if they could get it down low enough, why would you buy your dope from some dealer on the street when you know that being regulated by the state of California is going to be organic and green and just wonderful, isn't it? Right? So it's going to be fine. It's going to be healthy. It's California grown pot. I mean, oh my God, why would you want anything else? Because you're going to end up paying 2.5 times for the California stuff than you are for the illegal stuff, which gets you just as high. Right? So what are they going to do? They're going to raise the tax? That would be great. Wouldn't it be great if they raised the taxes on it, and then you see these pot shops closing all over the place because they can't stay open because they can't make any money? Who the heck's going to buy it? They're potheads. The majority of them, I guarantee you, are not making megabucks anywhere. Oh, this is one for the... this is always fun. City councilwoman wants the city to look into buying heroin for addicts. No, really, seriously. This could only come out of Seattle. Sorry.
No, it
right?
Could come out of California.
No, it could have been LA. I'll give you that one. But here's the deal. So let me go through the story with you, right? So this is the city council member Sally Bagshaw. She said that she would like to learn more about how to provide free illegal drugs for users. Let me try that again for those of you who aren't too fast. Okay? A legally elected city council member who swore to uphold the laws of the land and the Constitution of the United States and the state of California wants to figure out how to give away free illegal substances. So, who's going to give them out? Who's going to, look, come to city council and you get your free illegal heroin, which would be great picture, would be the city council giving out the heroin to an undercover police officer and having them all locked up. Wouldn't that be great? And they're going to go, well, what for? This is legal. We said it was okay. Yeah. Yeah, you are not the Gestapo. And that's part of the problem with the left right now, is they really don't want any law. Think about this. They want city council members. They want, you know, governors, legislators, county electeds to be able to do whatever they want, handle the law any way they want to, do whatever it is they want to do. It doesn't work that way. We have laws for a reason. People come here because we have laws for a reason. Equality for all, but not really, only if you're on the left. But you see what I'm saying here, right? I mean, can you really tell me that a city council person, you can say that he or she is competent to hold their job when they're trying to figure out a way to give away illegal drugs? What part of it? See, they don't. You know what it is? It really is an education problem. They just don't understand the word illegal. Or it is so foreign to them that their DNA, you know, there's like a force field around their body that pushes the word illegal away. Because they can't accept it. They can't believe it's something that they want or don't want would be kept from them because of some minor legality. Right? One city council member said that she would even like to look into the option of providing, you know, illegal drugs there. And then, oh my God.
They all need to be tested.
No, it gets better. I'm going to lose it. Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't do this. All right. They want to buy. You ready for this? They want to buy a multi-million dollar, taxpayer-funded recreational vehicle where intravenous drug users could go to a safe space to shoot up. Now, I know some of you guys think I'm making this up as I go. We'll post it later on. And it's a real... Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Welcome back to another, hey, segment of Sanity. How's that one? Always appreciate the time you spent with us, Chuck Brody. Real rock and roll. Come on. I mean, listen. I won't do it. Some people get mad when I do it. You know, I mean, really, I want some music. I want to hear music again. You know, the stuff I hear, what was it? There was an opening line in the Blues Brothers, you know, where Dan Aykroyd, you know, make that whole monologue about the music was just so electronic. There was no soul to it. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with him. I mean, you listen to, I'm not saying all of it, but you know, you listen to some of the music from even the younger female stars today. It all sounds the same. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I'm not a music freak, so whatever. Anyway, I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, next hour we're going to talk about some of the primary outcomes across the country. How did McMaster's do? Did Manning ever really have a chance? You know, I mean, and the civility of the left. You know I'm joking, right? Okay. As long as we're clear. I don't want anybody getting crazy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. The man, the stories just get crazier and crazier as the day goes on, don't they? I mean, here you have an elected city council member, and I'm having fun with this. I mean, you guys might get, I might be making some of you nuts. I know I do. But here you have an elected city council member who obviously or doesn't understand what it means when something is illegal. Really? And I'm loving it. I think it's hilarious. And her name is Sally Bagshaw out of Seattle, Washington. And you and again, she's looking for to throw millions of dollars, your taxpayer money, millions of your dollars, right? And they're gonna purchase a recreational RV. Don't you think that's wonderful? Take that RV. They're gonna gut it. They're gonna put beds in there or seats. They're gonna make safe places for people to shoot up, commiserate together. I thought the whole idea was to get people off of drugs, not teach them how to get on drugs. You know, think about this. They spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to try to help clean up the streets in some sane cities. I wonder if they have, you know, drug rehabs there in Seattle. So now the city's paying money to get you off drugs while giving you money to stay on drugs. Wow. I know in my case, it was much more effective for me to smoke more when I tried to quit smoking. Didn't that work for you? The estimated startup costs associated with the project amount to about $1.8 million, not including the $2.5 million in additional taxpayer dollars that would be needed to operate the RV. We're looking at those city-owned and county-owned properties, but none were really viable or appropriate. Seattle Human Services Department Representative Meg Olberging. Instead of a brick-and-mortar location, the project proponents began exploring the concept of a fixed mobile site. The heck's the difference? Oh, we won't have a building, but we'll have an RV parked in an empty lot? Yeah, that'll work. We won't know where that is, will we? They would allow the RV to be moved to a new location every day. What, are they going to hide from the feds? I mean, seriously. I mean, here you're going to have an RV filled with illegal drugs. How are they going to let that happen? They're going to have the same problem. But again, I go back to what I started to say before we went to break. These people are loons. They are off their rockers. In California, just above the border, about 8 miles up above, there's a federal checkpoint where they check for illegal immigrants. So California may be looking the other way and letting them come up and doing all this other stuff. But when they hit the federal property there, Cal can't do anything about it. And it's the same thing with dope. People go down to San Diego, you know, half a pound of dope in the car or whatever. And they're driving up and they get stopped. And the dogs smell the dope. And they get confiscated by the feds. And the driver goes, well, wait a minute. In California, marijuana is legal. Man, you were lucky that I'm not a federal agent, because I would just look at the person and go, uh-huh. You're either going to move it along, buddy, or you're going to get arrested. One of the two. Anyway, the article goes on to say, it is an option where we would actually lease a golden agreement regarding a fixed site. That's Jeff Sakuma, who's with the Human Services Department. Human Services Department. No, I'm not going to do it. Be nice. The RV would offer accommodations including booths where addicts could use illegal drugs and not be shamed, right? Why don't we get them help? See, this goes back to where we become that society. And I'll tell you what, if you can go back and get my shows from the early days, the first year or two, one of my mantras was, look, we become a society that when we can't, you know, we can't beat them, you join them. We don't try to find ways to fix it. We don't try to find ways to help people out. We have a heroin issue. We have a heroin problem in this country. So let's not look for ways to stop it, to save people, to get them off the drug. Let's find a way to get them the drug in a more safer environment. So when they kill themselves by overdosing, They'll be in a booth where nobody sees them. It's just amazing.
Wouldn't they be responsible for murder at that point?
What's that?
Wouldn't they be responsible for murder at that point?
I would think so. Accessory too. The RV would offer accommodations including booths where addicts could use illegal drugs. We'd want to make sure that we provide a safe area, not only for the neighbors, but for the individuals who are using as well. Well, you know, jail cells are safe places for the neighbors. Right? Halfway house. Places they can go actually go get help and not another needle. Not a clean needle and more dope. During the meeting, council members Sally Bagshaw and Deborah Juarez urged proponents of the safe injection site plan to go out into the community to convert those who oppose the concept. No, you wouldn't convert me. I'd duct tape you to the chair to keep you from going anywhere else and talking to anybody else about it. Pick a group of people shows up at every one of my community meetings to come at me over this issue. Apparently exasperated, Juarez said, you can only do so much. Yeah, giving out drugs to people, illegal drugs, for free. Look, you're taking my taxpayer money when you could be cleaning up parks, doing other, you know, taking care of other services in the city. You're taking my money, you're buying illegal drugs, you're giving somebody those drugs, who I'm sure is not paying any taxes, usually just drawing from the system or pulling from the system. What's it going to take you to get you to see how ignorant this is, how stupid this is? Now, Bagshaw took the concept of enabling drug addicts a step further and said that she would like to learn more about the possibility of providing these drugs for users who may not be able to bring their own. Oh, God. I've got the needle. Got any drugs for me? Come on. Does anybody, really, seriously, I would love somebody to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you really think this is a good idea and it makes sense, you can even call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I'd like to hear, if you think this makes sense, I'd like to hear how it makes sense. Right? How, what is the good side, what is the upside for this? That's what I want to know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is an election year, people. And we Republicans during the general, or conservatives, or whatever you call yourself, MAGAs, whatever, we tend to get lazy. I won't even say lazy. I'll say complacent. How's that? We tend to get complacent. And you can't afford to do that this year. You may think everything's fine. The president's numbers are rising. Right, I mean, you can go through all of this if you want, but do not leave it up to chance. Get off your butt. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Get off your butt. Get out there to the neighbors, get out there to the friends, get out there to the loved ones, and make sure they understand what's at stake here. And if you don't think that you're better off today than you were even 2 years ago, there's something wrong with you. Seriously wrong with you. I mean, you look at health care. I love this. Millions of people now have lost their health care. No, they haven't. We took the mandate away. We stopped forcing people to pay for something they couldn't afford. You think of what the Dems are pulling together here, right? See, I'm out of time. Don't you love it? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your non-friends, especially your enemies. You will make them crazy. Right, tell them about the show, how to find the show, therealside.com. We have Android apps, Apple apps, all kinds of ways to get the show. Like I said, when we come back, we're going to be looking at some of the primaries that have taken place or are taking place across the country and where some of them stand. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side.